The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds
come on, Ralphie, what's that? What's that underneath the desk? I think there might be one more present. It's my brother and me. Just be careful you don't shoot your eye out with wisdom.
Yo. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy. Let's do this shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Post-holiday doldrums.
Hey, we can cuss all we want to now. Fuck.
We can.
Thank fuck, because...
That was hard. I hope you're all so fucking hard like that.
Oh yeah, what if they heard the show last week and say, "Oh, it's a charming show for families," and we just
I think if you have to say at the beginning, like, "Sorry, that we're not going to use a bunch of dirty words," that's enough of a heads up.
Yeah,
I think at least
now we fucking will.
So we're going with a post-holiday theme for this episode, and not an end of 2010 theme. Like, or can we do both?
It always seems like such a weird gray area. If it feels like the two should be back to back, like, what's going to happen in this week? Nothing fun, except one thing that I can think of. My brother and me. It's an advice show for the modern era. We're going to close 2010 out big.
Killing Zolo.
We miss him. Let's do the rest of him upright. Hey, Brothers McElroy, I was wondering if you could give me some advice on a mature way to deal with my ex. He broke up with me, but since we broke up, he's been a huge douche, doing things like saying he'll drop off some of my stuff, but leaving rotting food instead.
That's a pretty good one, though. He
got you. Pretty good. Is there a way I can let him know it's unacceptable, but get back at him at the same time without being immature? Or would it be better just to ignore it all? Thanks, MBBAM.
That's from Iona Grace from Gmail.
I think Iona, you just have to take the moral victory.
You got to take the high ground and not rise to the bait, because that's going to irritate him more than anything. Trust me. If you just pretend like he is nothing to you, and whatever he's doing is not getting to you, and it really can't. You just got to shut it out.
I think the shittiest part about the whole situation is he broke up with you, and he's being a douche. Like, that's just not cool. So this is going to be a story you get to tell in 10 years, and I think you need to look at it that way. Because you didn't do anything wrong, so there's nothing to feel bad about. There's nothing to... So just you get to be the better person. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Unless... Why don't you escalate this shit?
Why don't you escalate it to a level he is no longer comfortable responding to?
So you ask... He says he'll drop off some stuff, but instead leaves rotting fruit. What if you say you're going to drop off some rotting fruit, but instead you burn his house down?
Burn his house down, yeah. Leave some slices of bologna on his car, and then it'll take the paint off.
Oh, this is good. It's like a callback episode.
Yeah, maybe kill an elderly relative. I mean, so it's not like a big deal because they're old anyways. So
yeah, like an extended one.
Yeah, so no one's going to make a big deal out of it to begin with because they were old.
So you're saying what's the bar that you can clear there where killing an old person isn't a crime? Is it like 85?
85 is not a crime.
No, with modern science these days, I would put it at least 96. People are living to like 120, 122 now.
You're practically doing them a favor at that point.
That's what I'm saying.
My rule is 95, you shouldn't be alive. So after that, you're just setting the world back a balance.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry if anybody's bubby is that old, by the way. Another good one is get his email address, and I know you got it. Get his email address and then sign him up for every
spam
haggard mailing list you can find, because that's brutal. Somebody did that to me. Thanks, whoever that was. And it's been annoying forever.
You can do that in conjunction with burning his house down, too, which is the best part about it. It's a cheap and easy way. You really shouldn't do any of these things. Just write it out. You won.
You got two options, though. We'll give you some flexibility, something to play with.
Ride or die.
Ride or die.
I'll give you this one. Letting him know it isn't acceptable, but at the same time, get back at him. Tell his mom what he did. Let his mom know he left some rotting food on your front porch.
That's kind of fun. I like it.
Yeah. And it's kind of like third grady, too.
Yeah, it is.
That's my favorite part about it.
Hey, Mabim Bam. I want to know the best way to deal with the awkwardness of apologizing for something you aren't really sorry about. Ooh, Ryan from Gmail.
Is that awkward? I do that at least 20 times a day, and it doesn't bother me too much.
I always say practice may be the
answer.
I always start it off with, I'm sorry you got upset.
No, that's the worst.
No.
That just makes me angrier than the thing they did originally.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you're not sorry for it, then like I don't. It doesn't bother me because I'm not sorry for it. I didn't do anything wrong.
Maybe you need to take a long look in that deep, dark, truthful mirror and figure out why you're not sorry about the thing you did, Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah. You obviously hurt them.
You obviously cut them so deep.
Ryan, like, I don't know. And maybe this has to do with just who we are, and maybe it's the area of the country we were raised in or whatever, but like, I say sorry all the time.
Yeah.
About shit I don't feel sorry about. Like, by and large, I've learned to be in a perpetual state of asking people for forgiveness for my actions. Mm-hmm. And that's just a price to do in like modern day America, my friend.
It's like a super intense form of humility. Right? Where like, if you're not like constantly shooting rainbows out of your ass, like, you should be apologetic.
Yeah.
For just not being awesome all the time.
And I've gotten to a point where it's just a knee-jerk reaction where someone's like, oh man, I got stuck in traffic, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I had nothing to do with that traffic, but I feel bad that they got stuck in traffic.
I apologize for shit that I could never have any control over, ever. Like, I'm sorry that this episode isn't very good so far.
Or what else? Anything else you feel bad about?
I'm sorry that I'm sure not all of our listeners had a great Christmas. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for assuming that all of our listeners are Christians, good Christian soldiers. I'm sorry about that.
It saddens us to think of living in heaven for eternity without you guys, without all of you.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you won't be kicking it in heaven with me, JC, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. See that? Man, how good is that jam band gonna be?
Yeah,
everybody
I'll be on recorder.
Who's in it? You're playing recorder.
SRV is on the geek box, obviously, and Jesus on the ones and twos.
Can I be like? I want Stevie Ray Vaughan to have a double neck guitar, and I'll be on the bottom neck. Like, and he'll be like, Justin, I can't do it alone. Mm-hmm. Like, please.
Would it be kind of romantic? Like, there would be some contact.
Like, what if there's. Like, if we tear into Texas flood, mm-hmm. I'm going to be swaying, you know, sure. with him in time.
Wouldn't it be cool
body.
If also his 10-gallon hat was, like, big enough for both your heads to fit inside?
I think if it's heaven and we don't have rules, then I think that my head could fit.
What if it is only big enough for one person, and you try and get your head in there, and it doesn't fit, and you start getting kind of bummed out, which isn't allowed in heaven, so Jesus points his finger at the hat, and it doubles in size.
or he points his finger at me and sends me to hell.
Hey, guys, I stepped out of the room to grab a cup of tea. What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about Jesus' hat-expanding powers in heaven. See Stevie Ray Vaughan in a jam band.
We've talked about this all weekend.
I'm sorry about all that. I'm sorry that we went so far.
2011, a year of apologizing.
And I'm sorry to Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, I'm sorry to his ghost.
Yeah.
His old ghost. Play Texas Flood for me once, Stevie. That's my one song of yours that I know. Dear Mabim Bam.
Feed my pride and joy.
Okay. 4 days ago, I went on a blind date. He was very polite and seemed normal. Since then, I have received no fewer than 35 texts, IMs, calls. What's a nice way to say you're creepy and desperate and I'm relieved you don't know where I live? Brooke Keel from Spring.
I'm sorry that I'm probably that guy.
I'm sorry that that is Griffin.
I'm sorry that that is me.
I think the best thing to do is, honestly, it sucks for you, but you got to be direct. Because this is one of those situations where we talked about before, guys don't take hints very well. And if you're like, oh, no, you got to be like, straight up, it was a good blind date. It's not going anywhere. I would like you to leave me alone, please. I mean, it's what you gotta do.
Right? The date seemed to go well. He seemed polite and normal, which is really, in this day and age, the only two qualities that you can ask from a person.
Yeah, maybe you're a little too demanding, Brooke. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
No, because she got 35 messages she didn't want. It seems
like in 4 days. That's...
He's interested.
Yeah.
You know that book, he's just not that into you? Well, he is...
He's far too into you.
He's a little bit too into me. Into you. Well, that's a weird... Like 35. How do you not know that's too much?
Yeah.
Honestly, I bet it's a like a snake eating its own tail kind of thing where he did one and she didn't respond and he went, "Oh, now I need to cover up for that one that I did." Oh shit, now I've done too many.
Rabbit hole.
And all of a sudden he's like doing like 40 a day.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a lonely, lonely tango you do not want to be a part of. You just got to cut your losses at some point.
Yep. Yeah, but we've all been there, right? You haven't had a GF for a while, and then you get one, it's like, ugh. It's like water. Mm-hmm. Water to a thirsty, thirsty man. You just don't know when to say enough's enough, and your belly expands because you keep gulping it down, all the feminine attention.
And in this the year of our Lord 2010, like, electronic communication is so easy. I've sent 8 text messages since we started recording the show, which, again, I'm sorry. That's probably why we haven't been so focused, like our usual...
laser-like intensity on helping people. So that's like, what it's about.
You can get carried away. You can think you've only sent 4 text messages over the course of a week, but oops. It was actually 35. It's like eating corn chips, you know?
Brooke, what you don't want to do is ignore him, because it's just going to make him want to try to get a hold of you more, because clearly this guy doesn't know when to stop doing that. So you need to just let him know that it's not going to happen. And it would be best if he just stopped contacting you.
Sure.
You do have to put your proverbial foot down. And it sounds like if he's polite and seem normal, this is going to go one of two ways. Either he's going to back down and problem solved, or he is going to try to put you into a bag somewhere.
He's definitely a psycho killer, Keskise. Like, you've got to watch your back on this.
You got to get armed. And then get strict and say, no more of this. No more calls. And if you come to my house, I'll shoot you with a rifle that I bought.
2011 is going to be the best year probably since 1987.
Uh-huh.
So I want you to be alive. I want you to cross that finish line.
And single.
I want you to get through Zolo alive and single. I think that's all
pretty.
Of us could ask.
And desperate. Pretty.
And not carved up like a roast beast. My best friend wants to get a good job, but doesn't want to go through the hassle of college. How do I convince him that it isn't the 1980s anymore? He really needs to get a sheet of paper before anyone will take him seriously, lost in Baltimore. Holy shit, you are in Good Will Hunting. You are living Good Will Hunting. It is like Baltimore Good Will Hunting. It's like The Wire meets Good Will Hunting.
I haven't seen Good Will Hunting. What's it about?
It's about two friends taking Hollywood by storm.
Okay.
Enlisting the help of a wizard named...
Patch Adams.
A wizard of comedy named Patch Adams, and going on to Oscar gold. That's the movie.
It sounds like a fucking tight movie.
It is fucking badass.
Is that on Netflix? Good.
And yeah, what they do, they hunt Patch Adams throughout the course of the movie. It's pretty badass, actually.
This movie sounds incredible.
Every time they catch him, he gives them some Hollywood wisdom, like, oh, like that. And they're like,
oh, please tell me that was your Robin Williams.
my
Carve me off another slice of that, please.
My Robin Williams is basically my dead knight. Just FYI. So it's either, oh, daddy, I'm gonna fresco daddy. That's my dead knight. here's my Robin Williams. Oh, Mr. Hammer.
That's not
like
bad. That.
It's kind of like Artie meets Ted Knight.
Can you do Robin Williams doing one of Robin Williams' like trademark voices? Can you give me one of those?
Yeah. Oh, daddy. Daddy. What a fresco daddy.
Who's Danny?
Right back into Ted Knight from Caddyshack.
Okay.
It kind of vacillates. Man,
I'm sorry.
So this is what Good Will Hunting is about.
Okay.
Okay, it's two friends from Boston. But in our case, it's two friends in Baltimore. And through this story, I will give our writer some advice. Two friends in Baltimore.
Okay.
And they are learning about each other.
Okay.
As adults, and not just the young men they've always been. One full of potential, like our writer's friend. and one who's a little slow on the uptake, but still a sweetheart, like the person who wrote us this email.
Is that who Robin Williams plays?
No, he plays the wizard. That's later. They start working on a script for a movie about their own lives, and they meet a wizard who teaches them the ways of Hollywood. That's Robin Williams.
Okay.
And then they go on to Oscar Gold. Like, that's the whole flick.
I feel like there was a bleeding just now.
I feel like maybe we glazed over some advice in there.
Yeah.
No, that was all the advice I had.
So find a wizard.
Find a wizard who is Robin Williams. Wizard of... He's like a metaphorical wizard, but also a literal wizard. You know what I mean? Like, he knows the secrets. Now, for our writer... the person who wrote us this email, who I don't think is slow on the uptake. I think has just as much potential. Numbers. You got to get statistical on him. You got to say, listen, if you go to college, studies show you will earn $1 million more over your lifetime. Or maybe he doesn't need to go to college for the job path he wants. What's he want to do? Does he want to swallow swords? There's good money in that.
Do you think people just know how to swallow swords? No, they have to go to some form of higher educational institution and get that training, get that on-the-job training.
Is that more of an apprenticeship, though?
Because if you have really good grades in high school, it's great about sword swallowing. Is if you have good grades and you get, like, I think it's like a 30 on an ACT, and around like a 1300 on the SAT, most colleges will afford you a full swallowship.
Yeah. Wow, that is a long way around.
The bad news is that if your friend is worried about the quote unquote hassle of college,
he's a dummy.
Chances are he's not going to fare well in the collegiate atmosphere.
College is like the most fun.
It's
like,
the best. It's the best 4 years of your life.
Yeah,
it really is. Or 5 years if you're me, but maybe some years it'll be the best of them.
I wish I could go back.
Yeah. If nothing else, let him know that it's another 4 years without having to do real things. It's awesome.
Yeah, the state will basically pick up the tab for you to go slack off for 4 years. Yes, sure. Please.
Now, I know we have collegiate listeners right now who are like, what? No. Trust me, dog.
Trust me, okay?
You're going to get out. It's really hard. No, it's hard. It sucks balls.
It gets tough.
I have no idea.
You throw that hat in the air, and when it comes back down to your hand, you are a different person.
You throw that hat in the air, it gets razors and comes down and slices your hand off.
Uh-huh.
That's life. That's the metaphor. And for some literal, don't go to that college.
How about in 2011, everyone just goes to college?
Let's all go to college, or let's all agree to not go.
One way or the other. Yeah,
we gotta. We can't split it like this. Griffin, do you have a Yahoo answer?
I have a few. I have a modest handful.
Okay, give me a sliver.
People were busy opening gifts, and I get that. Yeah. I get that. But we all dropped the ball. We'll get it next year.
We've all been there.
This one was sent in by Action Allen, though, our good Christmas soldier. Thank you, Action Allen. It's by Yahoo Answers user Mia, who asks, how to clear negative evil energies from your home? Mm-hmm. My aunt has just left a very charming and alluring yet destructive relationship. She truly believes that Satan has been trying to get at her through the man she was seeing. She has now cut ties with this man and constantly wears her blessed cross, but she wants to clear her home of the negative energies that he brought with him. What are some simple DIY methods of clearing her home of his nasty energy?
Wow, there's a lot of different concepts in that question.
There's about 8 or 9 different theological ideas floating around in that query.
Jesus.
Yeah, a lot of ideas. A lot of thoughts.
A lot of philosophies, both Eastern, Western, and Central.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Are there any answers?
I don't think you can. I think you can answer without offending somebody.
I don't know, because there is somebody elected a best answer.
Okay.
It's a little lengthy, so stick with me. Burn sage, definitely. Oh, this is by Jennifer B. Go to Wild Oats, Whole Foods, and there are these smudging sticks. They can be like lavender or anything, but in ingredients, look for sage. Burn incense. And, well, I don't know if your aunt's religious or not, but my cousin and me do this all the time. But if you say the Saint Michael the Archangel prayer, it works for him all the time. Here it is. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who roam throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Hope I helped, because with my job as a paranormal investigator, I run into spirits, and this has helped tremendously. If you have any more questions, please message me. Thank you, Smiley.
Oh, I'll message you.
Guys,
better believe we're messaging you.
No joke. Just reading that, the air seems... clear. I don't know. The air seems brighter around me right now.
I think we should all agree that 2011 is going to be the year we finally take down the devil.
I'm saying that 2010 was the shittiest year ever. I think we can all agree that 2010 sucked. I had high hopes for it by, January...
Sounds futuristic.
January 14th, yeah. It was like, oh, Zolo's going to be a real bitch. But I don't know. I feel like I just got rid of some of 2010's funk.
2010 was a bitch. 2011, I think, is going to turn it up.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of strife.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of really cool things happened in 2010. Like, I thought it was kind of...
No, 2010 was full of some bullshit. How about that oil spill? How's the ocean doing?
Hey, 2010,
thanks.
Hey, thanks. Thanks.
What else happened?
Guys are in the military now. That's ruined.
Oh, thanks. Robert C. Byrd died.
Robert C. Byrd died.
Oh, he's definitely in my Heaven Jam band.
More like Millifery.
He's on the banjo.
No, he played the violin. He's an expert fiddler.
Yeah, shit, I knew that. I have his record.
But let's back up and acknowledge the fact that Travis just said Millifery.
Yeah, that was good, Trav.
Hey, thank you guys. I worked really hard on that.
Yeah, it was handcrafted.
Listen,
yeah.
We all get one this show. Mine was Swallow Shit, which I stole from Kanye West. And Travis had Millifery. Justin, you still have one terrible pun left.
By the way, we're just to be clear, I think it's great that gay people are in the military.
I think, of course, it's fucking great. Why did it take so long, stupid?
Hey, thanks. Speaking of, not to get political, because I think that this is something anyone could appreciate, no matter what side of the political aisle. Tied into Senator Byrd dying is that West Virginia is not represented by Mr. Joe Manchin, former Governor Joe Manchin, who just didn't
feel like it.
Didn't show up that day. Had a holiday party to attend. Did you have a holiday party?
So he abstains from the Don't Ask, Don't Tell vote. And then 20 minutes later, I was talking to reporters like, yeah, I done fucked that one. I done fucked that one right up.
I did bad.
Should have gone. Should have repealed it. Should have voted for that. You can't play that way, dog.
Well, to be fair, he had already bought his white elephant gift. And he didn't have the receipt for it anymore, so he had to go to the holiday
party. He
bought this
really funny Snuggie. He was like, well, damn it. I can't take it back. What am I supposed to do?
Coming strong out the gate.
Oh, good.
Vote number one. First vote of your career. Killing it.
2010 was beef, man. I hated 2010.
It sucked. It was so bad.
2011, I think, is going to bring the fire.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be that raw heat.
I actually had a pretty good year.
Shut the fuck up, Travis.
Yeah, really.
That's fair.
I am gay and out to basically everyone but my parents. So I was wondering how to make this a memorable and shocking experience for them, Robbie.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
Fuck discretion. Also, fuck a guy named Timmy, right in front of
him. Or go to a really crazy club and meet a guy named Discretion.
I'm Discretion. Welcome. Welcome to Shenanigans. My name is Discretion.
Hey, Discretion would actually be a pretty good gay bar name, too.
You want me to go to your parents' house and tongue kiss you in front of your dad? I'm happy to.
I mean,
contrary to my name.
A full-on hedonistic Madonna freakout really is your only option right now.
Just show up with a ball gag.
A ball gag? Set up a chair made of boys? In the front room of their house and just sit there waiting for them to come home.
This is my manservant Discretion.
Show up with blood all over your hands.
Uh-oh.
All right? Now wait for it. Blood all over your hands, sweating, shirt untucked for the first time in your entire life. They've never seen you shirt untucked. You've always been so clean.
Immaculately dressed.
Immaculate, really. You show up, blood everywhere, freak it out, say, I need somewhere I can hide a body. I need somewhere I can hide a body. And then embroil them in like 20 minutes of believing they need to help you. Like, see if you can get your dad to get you a chainsaw. And like, they're on board with this. They're going to hide this situation. And then just as you're about to leave, be like, psych, I'm gay. They will be so relieved.
But what if they aren't?
Whoa. Can I tell you?
Yeah, that could flip on you.
Whoa, whoa.
Can I tell you something that really scares me?
What's that?
I was going to almost word for word say the exact same thing.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
I know. I think it's the best idea.
2010 gets one little last tinkeroony in.
Yeah.
One little last freak out. Yeah, that's the best way, I think. I think if two out of the three of us think that that's a good idea, then it probably is, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Or actually kill a dude. Just commit to it.
Yeah. Thank you, Travis.
Good.
Yeah.
I think our show only has a few more murder endorsements we can do before like some government agency shuts us down.
You think?
Well, yeah. I think we should maybe keep those to a minimum.
You know, my brother and me started in 2010.
It was a good year.
But you know what? That was an equal and opposite reaction.
Yeah, 2010 had nothing to do with that bullshit. That was us.
We had to get... No, it was like...
It was in response. 2010
was so bad that we needed... like, okay. If 2010-11 doesn't need us, like, we won't... What if we, like,
vaporize? Excuse me, did you just say 2010-11?
2011.
No, the year 200 and... I can't do all that.
No, I have too much math for this early in the morning.
What I think it was the Somali pirates that set us off. That was that was earlier in the year, right? The Somali pirates happened. We were like,
the Somali pirates was bad. That was a bad start.
This year's going to be a real shitstorm. We need to compensate with laughter and advice. And I feel like I feel like we're doing the Lord's work over here. And I feel like I feel like we helped in some small measure, at least for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Kind of. We have to have helped somebody, right?
I don't know if we actually helped anybody, but...
Maybe help people get a few chuckles. Griffin!
What?
I was thinking, it's Christmas, it's after Christmas, we shouldn't be stingy with the Yahoo Answers. Let's just put another ladle of them on.
You want to dip my brain ladle into the punch bowl of idiocy, scoop out a refreshing glass of Yahoo.
Yeah.
I can do all of that. This one was also sent in by Action Allen. Thank you, Action Allen. It's by Yahoo Answers user Betty, who asks, what are some ideas for a divorce party?
Whoa.
What kinds of themes, music, party favors, etc. would be good?
A boo?
What? Is this a thing?
Excuse me?
I mean, apparently it's a thing. Somebody on the internet's asking about it.
A divorce party? Mm-hmm. Is that like the worst surprise party ever?
It will be a surprise for somebody.
What? No, okay.
Oh, honey, all of our friends and family are here. What's the occasion? Oh,
it's
I'm
not working
you.
Out. I'm going to stay with my sister for a while.
She's here to pick me up. You have your family around to support you. Hi. That's a very nice way to do it. Because, like, even if you get divorced, it's like, well, I'm already at this party.
There's Chex Mix, so that helps.
Maybe I'll meet somebody nice.
Chex Mix you can really fit into... Chex Mix you can fit into pretty much any theme party. You know, a baby shower, a wake, a bar mitzvah, a bris.
What's a bris?
I think it's a party that Jewish people throw when the circumcision happens.
Oh, so it's a party. It's a party for getting your wiener cut off, which is actually ironically the exact opposite of a divorce party.
Yeah, or the same. Am I right, women? Brank.
Like, that's what I was going for, but
I didn't. I didn't
you got it because she's leaving you, so it's like you're getting put back on, you know? You know,
like you're getting the you're getting the hood of your penis put back on,
you know? Like on King of Queens,
can they do that?
Did you ever see that one on King of Queens?
wait, excuse me. Are you saying that there was an episode of King of Queens in which Kevin James had his wiener chopped off and then sewn back on?
Had his circumcision?
It was an arc. I mean, it wasn't all
repaired.
One
How many episodes was that arc?
It was like a two-ep arc. It was like a season ender to be continued.
So it was like
Don't you guys remember that ad campaign between the third and fourth season when there was a bunch of billboards with Kevin James with just his penis stump exposed? And say, what will happen? And then George Costanza's dad was looking at, like, disapprovingly, like, not again. And then Leah Remini was like, get it back.
So who in this situation cut off his wiener? Was it a mystery?
Yeah, it was like
that was what provided the suspense at the button of the end of the first half of the arc.
Turned out it was Maggie Simpson.
Guys, this is the weirdest fucking episode we've ever done.
Yeah, that's saying something. It's 2010, man. We're shaking out all the wretchedness, and then we're gonna be back in 2011 with like the fire.
Is that what it is? Because I gotta say, it's a super shit episode.
I think it's great.
I think we're getting rid of it. I think we're burning some sage.
Yeah, this is like getting a sage burning episode.
Out. Yeah, metaphorical smudgy sticks.
We're gonna shake off all this evil, this sin, this 2010 like just garbage, and then we'll be back. You know, and here's the other problem: those post Christmas blues, man. Who doesn't have those?
Tell me about it.
You show up. Santa came. Next day, nothing.
What if we just stretched out Christmas?
I was thinking about this. 8 days.
Okay, this is good. This is good. 8 days seems like a pretty good length. In fact, what if we didn't? What if we made it not about Jesus at all, instead about some oil?
What if it was like of course, if it was more like Hanukkah, that would be better for everybody.
More like what?
More like.
Excuse me.
Huh?
You know what I like? Tops.
Tops. What if we integrated more tops into it?
And flat potato-based foods.
Yes.
Okay.
We can name them
after that character on Taxi, Latka.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like?
Tell me.
The music of Adam Sandler.
Okay, I do like that. Maybe we could get him to write the legal national theme song for our holiday.
This holiday we're inventing. Mm-hmm. This is all good so far.
What should we Christmas 2? Is that
Christmas? Like, see, that seems a little on the nose for me.
Travmas.
Hold on. What if we got a multi-pronged candle?
Okay.
Uh huh.
Just to like represent like an iconic thing, right? And we put the gifts under that instead. And we call it Candle Nights.
Candle Nights.
That sounds like an awesome holiday.
It sounds like the best holiday ever, right?
I would rather go to that holiday and burn in hell for all eternity than have one day of that and get to go to heaven.
But what if Candle Nights is the correct one?
What?
Oh.
We don't know. Whoa, you're saying that God has been upset about us celebrating the birth of his son for so long, and what he really wanted us to do?
God, this is really spiraling.
I don't want to lose the love of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by celebrating the wrong party every December. If someone could just tell me the right party to celebrate.
I'm telling you what the right fucking party is. It's Candle Nights.
Candle Nights 2011.
Candle Nights doesn't celebrate anything. It's just like
you can celebrate whatever you want. I'm celebrating.
Candle Nights doesn't discriminate.
I'm celebrating Jesus' birth. I'm celebrating the discography of Wham. You can do whatever you want on Candle Nights.
I'm celebrating this sweet ass Ninja Turtles watch.
Hey. Candle Nights
has Donatello's face and it pops open and she's got a little digital readout.
That's nice.
Badass.
Did you get that?
Does Santa still come?
Santa comes on Candle Night number 6.
Why then?
Because he can't be. The last two presents are obviously from your parents. And they're usually the bigger ones. Yeah. Candle Night number 6, you usually get a surplus. You usually get about 9 or 10 different presents. But they're usually not very good.
Like, what kind of things are we talking about?
Like, I'm talking about like.
One of them's a Bris.
I'm talking about. Yeah, well, the Bris is on. The Bris is on Candle Nights 1, like right out there. Like,
just to really, really get that out of the way. Jump.
It's all uphill from
every
here,
Candle
right?
Night, though.
You got to pay your dues if you're going to do the rest of Candle Nights. So day one is Bris. Uh-huh. Day two is Bris
crying
iced tea. Because you want to, you need some refreshment. You need to replenish your fluids after getting, you know, your Jimmy.
Your Kevin James.
And if you you actually have to get a little bit sliced off every year, which is right. Really old men celebrating candle nights actually have a cavity in which they can store quarters up there.
That's the worst mental image ever conjured up.
Hold on a sec. How much is it? You need some gum? No problem. Hold on.
See, I don't want to celebrate this holiday anymore.
I ruined it for you?
If it's going to require periodic brises, like...
No, annual. It's not like you're going to sneak up on you.
It's not a random brace. You can prepare for it.
Oh, but what if it was a random brace? I feel like the cost would go up way, way more. Like, mid-July, like your dad, like... Hey, good morning. Come here.
Hey. Your dad shows up looking like Sweeney Todd.
Do you want gifts this year or not? Do you want that brisk iced tea? Get over here. What year? It's 2010. That means 21.
I thought it was more of a party game for night one. Like people just everybody shows up, everybody gets a razor. Good luck.
What if on the
I pictured it more with one of those cigar cutters.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. That would be ideal.
Is this racist?
I can't tell.
I can't tell either.
That's what 2010 has robbed from me is the ability to tell things are racist.
That's why we're getting it all out now and then leaving it in 2010.
Gotta leave it behind.
I think that should be everyone's motto for like the next 3 days. Leave it in 2010. Just
leave
get it all
2010,
out.
Everybody. If you have a bad podcast in you and you just need
you
to
just
shake
fucking
it off,
leave that shit right in 2010.
Leave it in 2010. Don't like if you got a guy who's texted you 35 times, leave it in 2010.
If you're pretending you've never heard of Hanukkah before, just like wrap it up, put it under the tree, and burn that tree down. Leave it in 2010.
Leave it.
Hey, Somali pirates, fuck
fucking
you guys.
Leave it.
Fuck Ooh. You. You're in 2010 now. Oil spill? Not anymore. Not in 2011.
Do you guys remember 2010? I don't. I purged it from my memory.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it, too. You, your parents don't know you're gay? They will in 2010. Leave it. Leave it behind you.
Leave it in 2010.
Pronounce it in 2010, and then in 2011, you'll be straight. That's how it works.
That's not exactly how it works.
Those fucking Somali pirates.
Discretion.
They thought they had him.
Leave discretion in 2010, please. Leave him there. That's where he belongs.
He is not a good friend to you.
He's not a good friend to you. He's using you for your body. So, I want to hear Griffin's last question, but a few housekeeping tips. If you want some more of this, it's at mbmbam.com. If you want to ask this question, all the methods are there. Please subscribe in iTunes, or if the spirit leads you, unsubscribe. I can see how that would be a viable option.
I'd like to thank everyone who's either emailed us or posted on Twitter pictures of their Christmas wreath treats. They all
and
look beautiful.
And your MBMBAM gear, everybody got it for Christmas.
Everybody did.
It was like the Turbo Man of shit. People loved it. People are getting that. Like, did you see Arnold Schwarzenegger banged on my window at 3 o'clock in the morning Christmas Eve? You got to have more t-shirts. Please, my son wants a brown t-shirt. and then the other window was like, like Robin Williams is there.
Could we remake Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Robin Williams? Only instead of Christmas, it's for candle nights.
Yeah. Robin Williams takes the Sinbad role like he can afford that. Like that poor guy can afford to miss out on the work.
Mm. The movie would be 8 times longer.
I would watch that.
It would be like 2 of the Lord of the Rings special editions back to back.
Ken Burns presents Candlelight.
I feel like we could come up with a better title than just Candle Nights, though.
I don't think there is a better one.
Give me... Wick.
God, 2010. You
God
bitch.
Damn it, Zolo. I fucking hate you, Zolo, so much. Can we just end the show and end the year? Can I just go to bed for the next 4 days until it's the next year?
It's over. Griffin,
something. Get that, like, just the worst one you got. Let's shake it off.
Get it out.
The worst one I have?
Yeah, the worst, like, least funny one. We're going to shake out 2010 the right way by failing.
What if I just load up the front page of Yahoo Answers and read the first one?
Do it. Sure. Do it. Fucking do it.
This one is by Yahoo Answers user Carrie, who asks, how long have you used Yahoo Answers?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy. I'm so sorry.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips and leave it in 2010.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your card.